some things really are best left for your therapist.
And for everything else, there's AON. Greetings, Apropos-y, and buckle up for the sex.
Nice.
It's or the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
And you, that's better left for your speech therapist.
You messed me up.
Yes.
Excellent.
With your hosts, Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
And special guest, James.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh. Wait, is he a guest?
I have no fucking idea anymore.
Did we finally find him?
I don't know.
Yes.
I didn't.
Yes.
Did you do it?
Apparently it just mutually happened. Just we're high five. Oh,
all right. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, there is absolutely nothing wrong with needing or wanting to have a speech therapist. Just...
What?
Just making sure that I say that, because I did joke about a speech therapist just now.
I missed it entirely, I guess.
You just said therapy. You didn't specify any specific type.
There's nothing wrong with any kind of therapy.
No.
You should always get your oil checked.
Absolutely.
I wholeheartedly endorse all of these things.
And for everything else, there's AON.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, we should
drink something.
We should drink something.
AON. Because
that'll definitely help with whatever the fuck is going on here. What are we drinking?
AON Codpast, or whatever it was that Salsa said.
One of these days, we are going to have a beginning just so god-awful that people are just going to go, done.
Nope. I'm out. I'm sure it'll be a time when we have Joe on as a guest.
Yeah. That is... Not Ooh. An yeah. inaccurate prediction.
Yeah. Are people going to start a Deadpool for us?
I've loved Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
We should email Second Ryan Reynolds and see what he's up to.
Oh, there you go.
Does he want to be a guest?
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
No, you think I'm kidding.
I don't.
Oh, no,
not
God.
At all. We don't no. say shit that we're not kidding about
yeah,
in this podcast.
Yeah, no. Anytime a joke happens on this podcast.
That's how I ended up stripping as Princess Leia on yes. stage.
I remember viscerally. Speaking of images that I no longer want in my head.
Can we just start drinking first?
I believe so.
Okay.
Oh, good.
What we have in our hands is the Macallan.
Ooh.
With a definite article. Highland Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, edition number 3. This limited edition is an extraordinary collaboration between our master whiskey maker, Bob Delgarno, a good Scottish name, and master perfumer Roja Dove. Again, an excellent Scottish name. But I trust that they do know what the fuck they're doing, and I'm looking forward to this.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Could you repeat that?
No, God, stop.
Salsa, if we had to repeat things every time you weren't listening... We would be at 5,000 episodes.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Could you repeat that?
I'm aware. Yes.
I'm just going to sip this. Actually, I'm going to snort with it first.
A little bit of acetone on the snoot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that's a real pleasant scotch to drink.
Oh.
That is not terrible.
Oh.
No, not so much? We're getting faces.
Not... The back end is fine. The front was a little off to me.
Really? Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
To each their own.
Well, hey, I got you guys some scotch. I'm going to make myself a Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Oh, sorry, lag.
Jesus Christ, Salsa.
See, that's... Can we have a meeting real quick? This is what I warned you about.
Well,
I fucking told you.
I get it. Like, he doesn't know when a joke should just end and die.
No, he doesn't.
Like, and then, like...
He doesn't know when the jokes start either.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
now, admittedly, not everything that I say is comedy gold, but, like, some of the things that are, he poops on my heart. Jenna, he poops on my heart.
Well, we can't get rid of him. He's classic.
No, especially not when he's
Someone
injured.
Yell at us. Again?
Still, look at him.
That's fair.
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't listening. Could you repeat that?
Sure, honey.
Okay.
I can do this. Bottle cocktail.
Cocktail. Doo-woo.
Damn it.
That was good. That was really good.
All right.
Son bitch.
Well, that is a thing that happened. And speaking of things that happened, what the fuck have you two been up to?
Same thing so, we do every weekend.
Try to take over the world.
So try to follow this, James.
Yes.
We were at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, I did a fencing booth thing with Jenna. Oh,
Jesus, fuck.
That was a while ago, though.
No.
It was like a couple weekends.
You know the conversation you and I just had about not letting things die?
Oh, I understand that I'm a hypocrite. But thanks for pointing that out.
You're welcome, fucker. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Good.
Well, I'll go first.
Okay.
So I had a lovely weekend. Yay. I did much the same that I did the previous weekend, actually. Mm-hmm. Did some fencing booth, broke mm-hmm. some people at the mm-hmm. fencing booth.
Wore a fantastic new shirt.
I did have a lovely new shirt. yeah, also I fucked with Salsa.
Yes.
So listeners, you might remember last week. wherein Salsa dislocated a rib mm-hmm. and was at the time of telling us about his rib dislocation mm-hmm. wearing a shirt of his own merchandise that had a rib cage on it, and he was accidentally pointing at this rib. I have not up until this point owned any Casimir merchandise. Because I'm not the kind of friend that'll just go out and buy merchandise. Like, I want
to
make sure
you have to be able to deface it.
Well, way to just cut me off there. No, I don't just buy merchandise.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
I buy merchandise from people if it's, like, you know, something that I absolutely can't live without or whatever.
Yeah.
And I love all of Salsa's stuff, or Casimir's stuff, or whatever, but it's not quite my
the same
style.
Guy. Shh. Oh.
No, he's wearing glasses.
I meant Bruce Wayne.
Okay, so, Bruce Wayne wears glasses? Anyway. So I'm not the kind of friend that just goes out and buys my friend's merchandise. It's really good merchandise, and you should probably buy some, but it's not my style.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
However,
what she's saying is there's no red pandas on it.
Basically, yeah.
Well, you know what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Well, that's happening now.
Excellent.
Well, all right.
I am, however, the kind of friend that will not only purchase the merchandise of said person, but pay to have it overnighted so that I can fuck with him as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this shirt.
Yeah.
And I don't have a good picture of it, but I'll definitely post one, or have it posted. I bought the Casimir shirt.
Yes.
And then I took a little Sharpie and I disconnected the right rib at the bottom. And then I drew a little arrow of the rib pointing away from the rest of the rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
Very classy, very tasteful.
The IKEA diagram.
Rather subtle.
How to build a salsa.
Yeah.
Disassemble is the case.
And then I wore that shirt on Friday night.
Fuck.
So that I could accost Salsa as soon as possible.
Yes.
I was walking around with our mutual friend Seth for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to see if Salsa's there. And he wasn't, but then we talked with somebody else. And then as we were leaving, Salsa and Ridley show up. And I'm like, hey, Salsa. Look at my shirt. And Salsa's face did everything that I wanted it to do.
As she promised last week, she has done the thing. And in fact, she beat me to it. Yeah.
That's the kind of friend I am.
Story checks out. Yeah.
But what was even better was not just that I showed it to him and he made faces and laughed and told me to fuck off.
Yeah.
But like, His children were telling Seth and I stories in front of their tent as they were unpacking everything, which meant that Salsa had to pass by me like four or five times while I'm wearing this shirt. And every time he would just look at the shirt, sigh, and keep going.
Congratulations on being able to sigh this weekend.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. That's quite an improvement.
Actually, that really is. So yeah, I basically Friday night I fucked with Salsa.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, I need to backtrack just a little bit. A not fest related thing.
What? I'm confused and
I
lost.
Know there is life outside of fest.
Salsa, can hush you have your a mouth. Moment?
No.
I don't know what's happening.
Who are you?
What is outside of fest?
What are you doing in my house?
So anyway, on Thursday, I had the opportunity to see a show.
Oh.
Online.
Oh, like a fest show.
Ah.
Not a fest show.
Oh,
what? This is a show produced by Walking Shadow.
Oh, shit, yes.
Duck Washington had a very heavy hand in.
Awesome.
It's an online, it's a virtual show online.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interactive puzzle game / show type thing.
Sweet.
So it's kind of like a virtual escape room, but with more story.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. It was wonderful.
Hmm.
I dragged Joe along to see it, and he's not a fan of interactive theater in general, but he is a fan of logic puzzles. So, like, and he loved the one escape room experience we did have before everything shut down.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I think you'll like this. They do good stuff. I promise. Mm-hmm. And, like, he started off kind of not participating because he's not a super participatory person. And by the end of it, he was just as into it as everybody else. And nice. We were solving puzzles together and... Aww. It's absolutely lovely. I don't want to give anything away, but I do fairly highly recommend, getting some tickets. I think it's still going through much of September.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's all of it, but much of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just real good. It's real good fun, you guys.
Nice.
I would especially recommend doing it with some friends. Getting a little group together, picking a night, getting your tickets, and all do it together. Because then you can have lovely conversations.
Yes.
About why the other person is wrong. So, yeah. Recommend. Check it out. That's what I did with my Thursday.
That sounds fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. So then, back to... Oh, wait, no, I had another thing that I did on Wednesday. I keep forgetting that there are things that I do outside of fest, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Time has no meaning anymore.
Uh-huh. So Wednesday, I did a live stream with my brother and my daughter.
Yeah.
We played Valheim.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really interesting watching our family dynamic.
Yeah.
Because Jessa will grab a project and focus on that project and be working on that project. Right now, she's building a mead hall.
Yeah.
Because we need a mead hall.
Yeah.
And Steve becomes kind of the leader to a certain extent. Like, we all get, you know, says in conversation. But Steve was checking out the map, coming up with ideas and suggestions, being like, hey, we should really focus on this thing. He also had a few hours that he played. So he had more experience with
it. I see. Okay.
And I was really excited when I killed a boar.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to make a little house over here, and I'm just going to try to kill some stuff. And people, my family's like, what are you doing, Jenna? And I'm like, right now looking for berries and killing boars. Do you need me to be doing something else? And they're both kind of like... Well, not really. I mean, you need to get better at fighting, so...
There's that, yeah.
Yeah, no,
I didn't realize the Vikings were in the Boer Wars.
Well, I mean, this is anachronistic because it's Viking Stardew.
Gotcha.
Kind of, but, like, less pixelated.
Aw.
Mm.
I guess it's probably still good.
Mm. Anyway. So yeah, we did a live stream together and it was great.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing that every Wednesday, starting at 5-ish Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
Except not this coming Wednesday because it's no stream Wednesday because of a protest against, like, hateful raiders.
Oh, yeah.
There's apparently a thing.
Yeah, there are.
Again, my brother knows way more about all of this stuff than I do, and he's become our leader. So yeah, we won't be streaming this coming Wednesday, but we will every Wednesday after that, unless something happens. So, but it was because I'm not seeing my family for a few months because I'm doing all of this fest stuff. We still wanted to interact together, so we decided we would play games and stream together.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I did that. And then, nope, didn't do anything exciting on Tuesday.
The family that Beowulfs together is Staywolfs together?
Okay, but you allowed it, Salsa. You said, sure, that sounds fine.
So this is my fault, is this what you're saying?
Yes!
I mean, you can't tell the difference between the Geats and the Vikings, and that's my fault.
That is actually your fault.
Yeah, you could have told
because
me more.
You do know the difference.
So then, like I said, my festival weekend was much the same as last. Worked a shift in the morning, watched adorable little littles fight people, and had my heart grow 3 sizes.
Still at 0.
Yeah.
Location works that way.
Yeah. The weather was fucking weird over the course of the weekend.
Yeah.
And that was annoying. It just fucked with my whole center of what the fuck is going on. Like, it messed with my schedule feels.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there were two fun things that happened over the weekend. There was a bout with a patron that I dubbed Drunky McFighty Face.
Oh, wow. Who took it?
Josh.
Okay, good. All right.
And this was someone Cole and I had been talking to for a few minutes. And then he was the right amount of bluster.
Oh, sure.
And he has like a fighting background and all this other stuff. And he's like, aha, I can do this. And we're like, all right, show us.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Okay.
Down your drink and get in there, buddy. And this was at like 11:30 noonish, like, and he was already like, man. So yeah, and he went in there and the first thing that happened was he took a balloon.
Oh, dang.
Like, there wasn't even a tink tink. He just went, bop.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, oh. And you can see Josh go, oh.
Well,
and then Josh took a balloon.
All right.
And then third time around, simultaneous.
Oh, that's perfect.
It was beautiful. It was so glorious. After a lot of fighting, simultaneous take at the end. And it was like the crowd was wild over it. Booth even more so.
Yeah. Like,
watching a good bout is real cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was actually a really good sport about it at the end. I'd kind of expected him to be more of a jerk the way he'd been blustering beforehand, but no, he was great.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah.
That's very encouraging.
So yeah. That happened. But then the other thing that happened is there was a patron dressed up with a foam exclamation mark over his head.
Yes.
This is right up your alley.
And Meredith saw him first and was like, oh my God, Jenna, look, look. And I was like, well, now I have to. And she's like, yes, yes, please. Yes, go do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked up to him and I was like, do you have a quest for me? And he goes, hello, adventurer. And then he was like, I'm really in need of 3 leaves. And so I picked up three leaves off the ground and I handed it to him. He was like, thank you. And he hands me like two plastic gold coins. And that was it.
Shit, that explains where that other kid got them.
The about that big?
Yeah. And yeah. Like a different color than the ones that we usually see. And they've got like a braided edge.
Maybe. I don't remember. Yeah, yeah. I didn't look too hard. Yeah. Yeah.
That's delightful.
So,
that is fantastic.
And that's I was so happy. Because, like, a few years back, I had the idea of doing that, but for badge ribbons at con.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then just never followed through with it. So I was really excited to see that concept in action.
It's beautiful.
At Fest.
Yeah.
Like, right as he's in line for beer or wine or whatever. And just like, yep, this is great. It made me so happy.
That is excellent.
That is a fantastic bit.
Mm-hmm.
I wholeheartedly approve.
Yeah, then Sunday I wasn't feeling so great, so after I was done with all of my duties, I just kind of fucked off.
She said duty.
Dude, she said fuck.
I said fucked.
Yeah.
She said duty.
It's true.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. And that was essentially my weekend.
Mm.
Like it was very similar to before, where there were a lot of things that I was excited to see, and I did my hockey and I got people in there, and
yeah, you were doing an absolutely dynamite job of that on Sunday, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
because that first 15 minutes was like, I'm here. Nope. Okay.
Yeah, it always is. But, like, the
someday
steadiness
I
of
will
it,
have somebody that I specifically roped in before 9:15. That's my goal.
All right.
Is not just somebody that comes directly to us because that's where they were going by 9:15. But somebody that I see walking by and I rope them in and I get them to play by 9:15. That's my goal.
I believe in you.
If I thought it was unattainable, I wouldn't make it a goal. But since we don't get people back there until about 9:10, I'm really pushing this one.
It's difficult, but if anyone can do it.
That's true.
I believe in your skill as a project manager. Yep.
And then she can put a check mark in her spreadsheet.
Shh.
Ah, yes. So there's that.
Actually, I've got a Vizio timeline set out for that one.
Okay. Fucking user story.
Yes.
You come to Meredith and you're like, yes, I have a business case for why we should have people in here before 9:15. And she's like, yeah.
It's on my Kanban board.
Do it.
God. I've already moved it to in progress, bitches. Yep.
Oh, shit.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm.
No, this has already been trial cased and everything.
I'll tell you guys what my progress is during our daily meetings.
I hate this.
Morning stand-up.
That's what that flavor is.
This is my life, James, and I love it.
Yeah, it's my life, too.
I love it.
Ugh.
It's not my life. It's just a job I do.
I mean, that's fair. But I actively live my life in a somewhat agile manner. Like, when I'm looking at
all
chores,
her points are in dexterity.
I literally write myself a list of to-dos and then will sometimes mark things as in progress and
I do
all the rest
I
of
actually
that.
do my chores the same way I deal with
doo-doo.
Oh, I thought we were laughing about chores.
I actually do my chores the same way I do work as well. I get the ticket and then I ignore it for a few hours.
Jesus.
Depending on the level on that ticket, that's not the first idea. Like, you gotta do those high level ones first.
Other
right?
higher salsa priorities, which is how I'm gonna label all of my tickets from now on.
Yes. I'm sorry, nap is still higher priority.
Yeah.
I have a very important meeting at 2 p.m. with pillows.
Well, my weekend was much better than last.
Hey!
I'm glad that nobody got hurt and that everything ran smoothly. No emergency trips or anything like that.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh.
Okay, I had a better weekend.
That's fair.
Yeah.
No, it was crowds on Saturday were interesting. I feel like we didn't have a lot of people because A, State Fair, and B, it was hot and muggy and was supposed to storm in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
So the crowds that were there were already a little thinner. And then it was just 80 degrees and it was like 85% humidity. And so it was just, they were sluggish and it just, they
were cranky and I was cranky and everyone was
imagining
cranky.
Slugs it was, in little capes it was and ball like, gowns and it's it was real
like,
cute.
It was like pulling teeth trying to get a reaction out of them. And
yeah.
And, but Sunday it cooled off and they were much more responsive. I had some fantastic crowds on Sunday.
Excellent.
My first Sunday of the year.
Oh, buddy, no.
Yeah. No, but it was good. You know, all my shows went off well. I didn't have too much wear and tear on my throat or fatigue. Mm-hmm. With my reshuffled schedule, I now have... So, a lot of people know this. I don't eat during the day. If I have enough time, I am able to chug a liquid diet.
Okay.
As long as there is enough time for even that to get, because that goes through the stomach fast.
Yes.
But right. Even then, it needs a period of time to do so.
Yeah, you're on a ticking clock. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have found that after my first show, if I chug one immediately upon getting off stage, then there's enough time for that to be out of my system by my second show. And then between my third show and Pig and Swig, I also have another window.
Ah,
so nice. I have two windows there where I can get some food in me and just get some calories in me and keep my energy from absolutely flagging.
Yeah.
And so I did that on Sunday, and I just felt so much better by the end of the day. Just excellent. So, like, you know, because before I was just, by the time 4 o'clock rolled around, I was just dragging my ass around. Mm-hmm. So that is much better. I'm a much happier human being now. It's still not a significant amount of food, and I'm still starving by the end of the day, but it's enough to keep me going. So that helped a lot. That made things better.
Well, I was going to recommend a new rib place, but...
yeah. No, I don't need those.
Wow.
But, no.
Wow.
It was less of a good day for my son, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor guy.
Buddy.
We were in the campground, and he got stung on his lip, his upper lip, right under the nose. He thought it had gone up his nose.
Oh,
like,
sure.
It was at his nostril when it stung him. And so he freaked the fuck out
because
he's six and he just got fucking stung on the lip by a bee or a wasp or something. We don't exactly know.
Yeah.
We think it's ground bees, but don't know for sure.
Mm.
But he got stung and he freaked out and there was much, much high-pitched screaming going on.
Yes.
But we got antihistamines into him, you know, and calmed him down. And he was just like, okay, we finally got him calm. Finally, you know, he was doing better, and then his lip started to swell the fuck up.
Yeah.
And his whole upper lip got the size of a grape. And we were like, let's go take you in to the doctor. Just to, like, we don't think this is a problem, but just to be sure, because it's getting pretty big.
Yeah.
And so just about the time we were starting to decide that, my daughter got stung on the back of the leg, and a girl from the tent next to us got stung in the hand.
Wow.
They went back to play in the same area they were playing in before, and they both got stung then. Yeah. And so we're like, okay, so we told ground crew about there's a nest of
something.
Probably ground bees over there. These need to be taken care of.
Right.
because yeah, it was a bad night. So we've got my son who is like, we should take him in, and then we've got my daughter who is freaking the fuck out because she just got stung on the back of the leg and is screaming, and it was a very stressful little bit of time. So we bundled both kids into the car.
Yeah.
She was fine. Like, we didn't see any swelling or anything like that. Yeah. But we were like, I'm going to have the car. I'm going to the hospital. If for some fucking reason something takes a turn for the worse, we might as well have her with us.
Right.
Right, yeah.
and if not, you know, let's give her something to think about and occupy her time instead of being in the campground and freaking out at every insect. Right. But we got my son into the... to the urgent care, and the, you know, doctor checked him out and was like, it's not anaphylaxis, it's a localized thing. And we're like, and I was just like, yeah, I didn't figure it was, but we just, because of the size, we just wanted to make sure and everything.
Yeah.
And like, the doctor visibly relaxed when I was like, yeah, it's cool, we're fine. Cause like, the doctor was like, oh good, I don't have to deal with a panicky parent.
Yeah.
I only have one patient here. Okay.
Yeah.
And so then she was able to talk to me like, this is where we're at. But it was, we got in real fast.
Nice.
We walk into urgent care. We've both got our masks on. We go up to the reception. It's like, you know, name, date of birth, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, what's the reason you're here? I turn to my son and I go, show her. And he pulls his mask down and the reception goes, oh, I'm going to get a nurse over here to look at that. and like, we sat down and 15 seconds later, a nurse came out and was like, let's go take a look at that. just to see. But yeah, it turned out to be nothing. Poor little guy was so wiped out by the time this was done. Because they gave him, like, beefed up antihistamines and stuff like that.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, so he was already tired. Because again, it was a hot, muggy,
gross
humid
day.
It already sucked the energy out of you. He's six. Like, he's been running around like crazy all day. He's already tired. Now he's full of drugs. And like, he was so fucking tired. But we get back to the tent. We get back to the... it's like half hour past their bedtime when we get back to the campground. And we're like, it's time for bed. And he's like, I don't want to go to bed. I want to play more. And it was just like, oh, buddy, I'm sorry. It's... everybody else is in bed. It's time to go to bed. It's getting dark outside. I know you didn't get a chance to play in the campground after dinner, but it's time for bed. And like, he sat down in the middle of the tent, was like, I'm not going to bed. And we're like, honey, you have to. This is, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we finally rolled him into his cot. And my daughter asks us something, and we turn around and answer her question. All of 20 seconds later, we turn back to him, and he's out.
Yeah.
Like, fucking out. Yeah. Like, poor guy had a day. But, yeah, he recuperated, woke up the next morning. The swelling was almost gone. Nice, by the end of the day, it was completely gone. Good. So, yeah, he had a rough go of it. But
yeah.
I wish I could post a picture and show all of you, but I'm not going to post a picture of my son
because he's
six. But it's he looks so
horrible. it looks like he's in the process of trying to eat a Nerf football.
Yeah,
it looks miserable.
Yeah.
So that was my festival weekend.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh well.
Yeah. No, I was there for it, and I watched him go through the process of being freaked out to being to being like, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
So, Friday, I had a show, a real live show.
Was it a festival show?
On a fucking stage. It used to be.
Ah! Well done.
Vilification Tennis is rusty as fuck. Took place.
Never heard of it.
It's in Klingon. It took place on
had an insult in Klingon at
Friday.
Huh.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It was our first nerd show. I wrote a Klingon joke.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
for Convergence.
The theme was is rusty as fuck. So the idea is that we're all used to doing our online stuff. So I thought, oh, I'll wear a bathrobe, right?
Yeah.
And a button-up shirt under it, something like that. Nope, someone already had it claimed. Oh, well, you know, okay. So I was like, I'll wear that button-up shirt. I'll wear a sport jacket, you know, like an announcer's jacket, and then I'll wear swim trunks and slippers, right? The Zoom formal.
Right.
And so I brought all that stuff, and then I found out Bob Alberti also doing that.
I could have guessed that one.
I kind of mentally was
And he had a tie, and I was like, fine. What am I going to do?
You needed to have your kids come in the back door and then the wife come in and grab them?
Yeah. Oh, shit. That would have been good. Yeah. So
if only I had a wife and kids.
You mean you don't? I thought everybody did.
I have a wife.
Yeah, not all of us gave up a rib, all right? It's so biblical.
Does that mean I'm Adam?
No.
Oh. No. So the
yeah, continue, James. Nah,
you're barely able. So aww. The show
Kane did it.
Ended up being pairing me up with Molly Glover, whose costumes are somewhat famous.
Yes.
So I decided.
Some would even say infamous.
Yeah, depending on how far she bends over. some of them go real far in. So when I was talking to her about it, I was like, maybe I just do the show in my boxer briefs and a button-up shirt and jacket. And she was like, that's fucking funny and you should definitely do it. So that was my show on Friday.
You're showing off them gams?
I did, and I got wolf whistled in the middle of the show.
Did you say costumes are not consent? Because you should have.
I should have, but what I did instead was to give them the basic instinct leg, cross, uncross, cross again. Yeah, so there was that.
Nice.
Yeah, you know. I'm at the stage of my development where all attention is good attention. So there's that. And,
yeah, I'm real glad I grew out of that.
Our podcast listeners will be shocked to learn this about us. And, yeah. But it was a fucking great show. We were definitely rusty. I could tell. In the same way that I could tell that I was rusty at ringing and championing at the booth. Sure. But the only way to knock that rust off is to fucking go and do the thing. And had a real good night. I wanted to stick around and have a drink, but nobody else was. And the bar was otherwise kind of full of people. And so even though I was sad about it, I was like, I don't really want to be here. I'm just going to go home and get sleep.
Yeah.
And I went home and did. And I want to tell you how amazing that experience is. And I don't know why I don't ever do that. Ever. But I definitely didn't do it the next two nights. So I don't know. Ugh. Yeah. Had good experiences on Saturday and Sunday, despite the fact that I was being slowly digested by the weather. And then on Sunday, we got a surprise. Kyle and I were out doing our usual nonsense.
Yeah.
Had really good interactions.
Okay.
Had probably the best interaction we've ever had, which was a family of four, a father, a mother, and two kids. Kids were just like they were maybe preteen, maybe low teens. And about halfway through a session of 30 to 40 jokes that the parents stuck around for and continued to loosely pay for, the dad starts explaining the jokes to his kids.
Oh my God.
Kyle, like painstakingly, too. Like, well, you see, in the 1800s, ships were hired by the government to, like, starts explaining pirates to his fucking kids so that they get the, oh my God.
Yes.
Oh, it was, oh, Kyle and I did not keep it together very well. We loved every minute of that. Holy shit,
wait,
that was
so
funny.
What you're saying is when other people explain the jokes, you're fine with it, fucker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, story when you do it, it's asinine.
Here's why that's funny.
So we wrap up that interaction. We're dying. But we will not be outclassed by someone who is funnier than us, no matter how hard they try or how good they are. We decided over the weekend, somebody called us rank amateurs, and we said, excuse you, we are rank professionals. So there's that. We sat down to busk elsewhere, as is sometimes our wont. And when we got up to collect our hat, we don't watch our tips when people are putting them in there unless they, like, start to blow away or somebody drops it or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, just because it's rude. You don't want to. So we have no idea who or why, but there was a legitimate $100 bill in our hat.
Wow. Holy fuck.
Somebody accidentally put the wrong bill in there.
Yeah, this is a one, right?
It's got a one on it.
Yeah, and someone was like, oh shit, you got a bill with zeros? And we're like, excuse you, we get tens? Not hundreds, though. We don't know what's wrong. We don't know how to handle this. So it was a lot, and it effectively doubled our take for the afternoon.
Nice. Right.
Yeah, so that was fucking nuts. So we ended up going down to the front gate and fucking around for a while and bumping into friends, which was great.
They're like, my day's paid.
Yeah, we were like, oh, fuck this. I'm playing a bunch of people.
I'm going on vacation.
We were telling jokes to people and like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have any ones. And we were like, we don't care. Do you want a joke anyway? Which is what we usually say, but like even more so.
This one's prepaid.
Yeah, yeah. Someone else took care of your tab. Yeah, down on the hill just outside of the gate, I found a penny in the dirt, and then I wandered over to another act with whom I am friends and said, look at what I found, and I thought that Jim Peterson had squeezed all of these out of this place.
Oh my god.
Which was a thing, and made them laugh good and hard, and then we just were dicks the whole rest of the day, and then wandered happily back. Yeah.
I'm really glad that's not the joke that you told to Jim Peterson.
No. Yeah, me too.
I, on the other hand, wish it was.
Wow. Salsa's tired of having me around.
Yeah, I've noticed. Yeah. He's told me. Like, outright.
Oh, did you talk
about that? I have not been making a secret of this.
So yeah, there was that. And then by the time I got home on Sunday night, my legs had cramped up to the point where I couldn't really walk as a stable human being.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got home on Sunday night, and I had, like, a Charlie horse or something in the back of my, like, upper leg. It was bad.
My feet, my calves, my thighs, and my hips. All the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Done. Did not want anything else. I just, like, lay in bed and cried. Yeah. It was a really good weekend. It was almost... I would say it was pretty worth it. Today I feel not right as rain, but pretty good. I feel all right. But it was a great weekend full of wild shows. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I just broke my glasses.
Ah.
I think we should probably take a break then.
Well, let's do that.
All right, we're going to take a break. And let Jenna fix her glasses.
They're my favorite glasses.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Uh,
You're the one who keeps coming back here week after week.
I know.
I don't think that we can blame her for that joke.
But we can blame her for coming back here week after week.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's fair. It is actively my choice.
Yeah. People make self-destructive choices all the time.
Salsa. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Nice.
So, hey, James.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been reading or watching or playing?
Two things.
All right.
The first thing is that I've been playing the re-release or remaster of Skyward Sword for the Switch. Surprising no one, as it is a Zelda game. There are some really good enhancements in this, not the least of which is that in the original release, I really wanted to like the helper that they give you, and I super didn't. There are always jokes about the Ocarina of Time fairy.
Nami. Sure.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Just being a complete fucking ridiculous waste of air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to say that in the original Skyward Sword, the companion was worse.
Huh.
Way worse. Like, if you were low on hearts, you would get a message. It would interrupt your fight with the boss. She would send you a message that you, and it would continue to like, bing, bing, bing. Even while it's making the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do of the hearts being low, like that really nerve-wracking. It's almost like if you've played Sonic.
It's supposed to add stress to the situation.
Yeah. And you're like, I didn't fucking forget. But then you check the message that you've got from her, and it's like, hey, you're low on hearts. Here are all of the ways, a bulleted list of how you can replenish them. And you're like, I think. But if I was near any of those fucking things, I'd do it.
Also, by the time I've gotten to a boss, I know.
Right, that. But, yeah. So there were things. There were things like that.
So the new companion is Clippy?
A little bit. You are not wrong. Or things like,
Now for our younger listeners.
When dinosaurs roamed the earth and word processors were new.
Okay, somebody write that horror script.
Ooh.
For the next Twin Cities Horror Festival / Die Laughing.
It looks like you're trying to stab someone.
When Navi and Clippy have a child.
God.
That's actually kind of the case. Like, this is... She's kind of the apex of those two evils. Yeah. So, did not like her. In the original release, especially because the Wii remote would run out of batteries, and while you're in a boss fight, often, and then she would stop all of the action to be like, "Hey, your remote is low on batteries," and it didn't even fucking matter because if it lost connection with the Wii remote, it would pause the game automatically.
Right.
So, who fucking cares?
Right.
So, just, you know, a series of that shit constantly happening for the entire game. And you're playing this for, you know, 20, 30 plus hours. Just it's happening. And you come to fucking hate her, and you can't skip her cutscenes, even if you've played that part before. So, if you save somewhere and then you go and fight the boss and don't make it through, then you can't skip the... And it's just... It became too much. And they have fixed all of these things. Like, they have fixed these things at least to a degree where I don't want her to die. And I'm usually really sentimental. You may have noticed.
What?
Right. And
Salsa
so
didn't, but
no, he's not listening. So the what? Could you repeat that, Salsa?
Yes.
Thank you. So, this new one is shaping up to be a much better experience overall.
Yeah. And then the thing that I just finished reading was a book called Walking on Eggshells, which is...
I feel like you've mentioned
that. Yeah. Oh,
really good.
I also read that one a while ago.
That is a lot of the diagnoses and things, my therapist said a lot of the diagnoses have changed, are kind of outdated, but that it's an important book to read.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's still a lot of the stuff in there has mm-hmm. held up over time.
Yeah. So there's that. And then now I am reading The First 10 Years, which is by one of the creators of Night Vale and his wife, who is one of the actors of Night Vale and one of the New York neo-futurists. And they each recount, they give a short summary of each of their 10 years side by side. So they'll do 2011 or something like that, right?
Okay.
And so they each talk about 2011, one right after the other. And when they were writing these chapters, they absolutely did not consult each other. So the information doesn't always agree, and it's fucking amazing. And it's incredibly well written. They're both extraordinary writers. So what they've produced is really emotional and really poetic and beautiful. Yeah. So I wholeheartedly recommend it, especially as an audiobook, because they read their segments. And they're both extremely talented. Okay. So, yeah. It's really fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have I been doing? I've been mostly just rewatching like Star Trek and Stargate and Star Wars things. And yeah.
Star Search,
Starfighter.
Yeah.
But like things that my brain doesn't have to think about.
Yeah.
Comfort it food. Can't right yeah. now. Mm-hmm. Oh, some old Whose Line Is It Anyway? The British one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh,
the good one. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
What? It is the good one.
It's a good one.
No, it's the good one.
Okay.
The other one's acceptable.
No, the other one's good too.
But it's not.
But the British one is the good one.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's been fun. That's been, you know, a lot of brain drizzle. I'm just like, meh. Oh my god. Finally watched Bill and Ted Face the Music. Not as bad as I was afraid it was going to be.
Ooh.
And it's possible that my expectations were lowered because so many people were cranky about it.
Yeah.
But I actually really kind of enjoyed it.
Really? I heard a lot of good things about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd heard people that were like, but I don't know if they were expecting Bill and Ted to stop being Bill and Ted for some reason. Like,
or not be older.
Right. Like, I don't know. But it was actually in some places more heartfelt than the original two. There was still wacky adventure. There was still but it was super fun. Not actually a spoiler, but in the movie, the princess, they married their princesses.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Issues, but they each have a daughter. Mm-hmm. And those two actresses portray the children of those two characters so well. Like, especially the Ted character, the Ted daughter has just like the kind of like mannerism stuff going on. And you're like, no, that is definitely the daughter of Ted.
Nice.
And yeah, like It was in, the ending is not what I expected it to be. And it was surprisingly good.
Nice.
Like more than I expected. Like I expected at least a silly jaunt.
Yeah.
And I got that.
Yeah.
There was some wacky time stuff involved. Surprising no one. But yeah, like the other kind of Beeline story stuff was more heartfelt than I expected, and it turned out really pretty good.
Excellent.
I recommend it. I think it's streaming now, which is why I think Joe was like, "Hey, so want to watch this? It's streaming." Okay. And we did, and we were both like, "Huh, that was better pleasant. Than I expected." Huh. Yeah. I mean, it's still not, you know, like A+ gonna change your world type material.
No.
It never was, and it was never intended to be, but it was fun. And
yeah.
Yeah, just kind of a little heartwarming in there. So, recommend nice. That. I also finally watched Ocean's 11.
Oh.
And that was fun. Yeah. I actually watched Ocean's 8 first.
Huh.
And like I watched that one like a month or so ago, and then watched Ocean's 11, and like watching Ocean's 8 without having seen Ocean's 11, there were like a couple of pieces where I was like, well, that was weird, and then moved on because they bring in characters from Ocean's 11 but don't integrate them super well.
Okay.
And it's like there's a part of me that's like, but why do I care about your dead brother?
Yeah.
Give me a better reason than he's your brother. Like, I mean, not that that's a bad reason. It doesn't do anything for the story.
It needs
really.
To be able to stand on its own.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I think Ocean's 8 would have been great if they hadn't have integrated that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they had done a better job of integrating.
Yeah.
It was just, it was more of like a
too much presumption.
Drop.
Yeah.
Right? It was like, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then I got to see Ocean's 11, and I was like, oh! and yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. Didn't change my world, but I did enjoy watching all the misdirection and the everything else that happened throughout. So yeah, that was super fun. And then I've been playing a game on my phone.
Oh?
Oh, yes. And you both need to play this game as well, because I think you would enjoy it.
Huh.
It's called Tiny Bang Story Free.
All right, that's happened. It has the word tiny.
It does. And basically, it's a figure-it-out kind of game.
Huh.
Where there's no text. There's nothing to tell you what to do. So you kind of start to explore the world a little bit. And then as you're exploring the world, you get puzzles. And so you start doing those puzzles and you get more puzzles. And you can only go so far until you solve certain puzzles. And it is a wide variety of puzzles. A portion of it.
That guy.
Yep.
All right.
Portion of it is, what was I going to say? Shit. I don't know which one.
Okay.
I think it is that one. This is great audio. It looks right. Or similar. But, yeah. So you're working through these puzzles and you get to see more and more of this world. One of the main puzzles is just a jigsaw puzzle that you're slowly putting together.
Yeah? So you're acquiring pieces by doing a thing?
Yeah, you just find them as you're solving other puzzles. It's by HeroCraft.
Oh.
So I think Salsa had it right.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's it's this weird kind of like a steampunky, science fictiony fantasy smushed in a one kind of doing things stuff. And man, some of those puzzles real tricky.
It's like a mist light.
Trying to find things. Half of it is just finding things in the pictures that's presented. And so you have to look at things differently to be able to find the stuff.
Hmm.
Don't make assumptions on
with your eyes open.
Yes.
Got it.
So, and it's weird and quirky and puzzly and just makes your brain think, but it's not, what I like about it is that, like, none of it is timed. None of it is really anxiety inducing. It's just sometimes frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Which it does.
Absolutely my speed.
Cool.
I'll give
it a go.
Tiny Bang Story.
Give it a go.
By HeroCraft.
Hmm.
And then Valheim, but I already talked about that.
Sure. Yeah.
Speaking of continuing 80s properties, we started watching the new He-Man.
Oh.
Masters of the Universe Revelations.
Ooh.
Anything with the name Revelations. It's got
it
to be
is
good.
Not what we fucking thought it was going to be.
Oh?
At all.
Oh.
At all, at all. Like, okay. We were like, first off, it's called Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is not called He-Man.
Right? Okay.
So that right off the bat should be a clue.
Is He-Man in it?
The very first episode, He-Man and Skeletor have a battle unto Oblivion.
Okay.
Like, both of them are wiped out.
Okay.
And this is the aftermath of that.
Oh.
So, like, the main character is Teela.
Huh. All right.
And she teams up with Evil Lyn. Like, we're already into what the fuck territory here.
Right.
Like.
Huh.
And this, not a huge spoiler, this is the first episode.
Right. Okay.
Dang.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, and I, this is intriguing enough that I am more interested in seeing it.
Yeah, it is. It starts out with the final battle and then goes, here's the aftermath.
Well, all right then.
Yeah. And so it's a lot going on there and it's only it's part one. And the first part is five episodes.
Huh.
But yeah, it goes into territory that you're just like, okay, I was not, didn't think this was going to be where we went with this.
They handed a child several action figures and recorded the aftermath and then made the writers make sense of it.
But it's like, Kevin Smith is the writer.
Oh, jeez.
Mark Hamill is Skeletor.
Yes.
That's amazing.
What's her name? The one who played Buffy.
Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
So she is Teela.
Oh.
Okay.
Lena Headey is Evil-Lyn.
All right.
Like, we've got an all-star cast here.
Oh, that's Cersei Lannister, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, dang. Like, yeah, no, there's some great voice acting in it. And like I said, it starts at the end and then keeps going. And you're like, what's the... Whoa.
That is the opposite of the advice that I was given.
So, yeah, I haven't seen the end, so don't know where that's going yet. But it really kind of grabbed me real fast and pulled me in.
Huh.
I can absolutely, like, I was watching this going, all of the, like, incels are going to fucking hate this.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is not... Skeletor attacks Grayskull. Adam pulls out his spoiler. Adam is He-Man. Adam pulls out his sword, becomes He-Man, defeats Skeletor.
I need something to flip.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Like, I was fooled by the glasses. Honestly.
Yeah, like just at the very beginning, He-Man's gone. Man in Arms is banished. Teela fucking walks away and quits.
Mm-hmm.
Like it. What the fuck? This is like in the first 10 minutes. You're like, what the fuck is going on? So yeah, give that a look-see.
All right.
And then I have been watching. So I work from home and I have a TV in my office that I have things on just to give me background noise.
Sure.
And as mentioned in the past, I have BritBox. And I have been watching a series on BritBox, which if you don't have BritBox, you should probably get BritBox because it's fucking good. Honestly, it's not that expensive, and there's a lot of really
you listen to the show. Chances are pretty good that you appreciate Salsa's recommendation of all things British.
Yes, but it's a series called Coast. Just Coast.
I think you've talked. Have about I talked this about before? This?
I don't think I've heard about it.
Okay, maybe not on the podcast.
Whether I have or haven't, I was talking about it at Dragon's Den.
Okay, that might be it. Then.
But it is a documentary show, and they're like in their 10th season or something like that.
Wow!
Like they have 4 seasons on BritBox, and it's they just go around and talk about the coast of Britain, and it is fucking amazing. Like, holy shit. Like, every episode will have a theme of, you know, one of them will be, like, the tides, and one of them will be, like, the caves, and another one will be, like, exploration and things like that. And, and innovation, you know, due to being in a coastal place and stuff like that. And it's just, holy shit, interesting. So many fucking interesting things. I found out that on the southern coast of I think it's Devon, they have a competition where at low tide they set a bunch of plastic tables on the beach at low tide, and teams of two try to assemble a 1,000-piece puzzle before the tide comes in.
Wow.
Oh, my.
And whichever team assembles it or assembles the most of it before the tide drives them away wins.
Huh.
And so there will be teams who will get pretty far, and suddenly a wave will come in and just fucking knock over their table. And they're just out.
Jeez.
You know, and the tide rises, and, you know, they start, and 5 minutes later, the water's lapping at their toes, and then a little bit later, they're standing up to their knees in the water, and then they're up to their waist in the water, and it's a plastic table, so it doesn't have any weight.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's starting to bob around, and so their teams will, like, stand on opposite sides of the table and, like, heave it up to their chest. And they're, like, with one arm, they're holding the table to their chest, and the other arm, they're still assembling the puzzle.
Wow.
Just to try to get as much of it in before they give up and go on to land. And at that point, it's go as long as you can and risk having it overturned by the next wave.
Yeah.
Or hope you've got enough and get in to shore and hope it's enough, you know?
Right,
like,
right, right.
And so it's just like, this is an amazing competition. Oh my god, I want to watch this.
Weirdly, watching people train for this must be fascinating.
I know, it's amazing. And it's just like, so they had, you know, they had this one couple that they were following, you know, throughout this competition, you know, and, you know, they got done, and unfortunately, it was their first year competing, and they were like, we're going to take on last year's champions. And last year's champions won the competition again. And they were like, well, we didn't win, but we did win the costume competition. And I was like, there's a costume competition? What?
Yes.
Why is this not national news? Yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is abso-fucking-lutely amazing. I want to see this now. Why is this not in the Olympics?
Weirdly, this reminds me of the Monty Python sketch about, like, bathing. The Olympic bathing thing where the guys, they put a snorkel on and then sit under the bathwater for... I was weirdly medically fascinated about this. And it was a sketch, but I was like, I think about it now.
Yep. But then they'll like the episode that I just finished is talking about just the Irish Sea.
Ah.
And they're talking about the wave patterns in the Irish Sea and the gyre in the Irish Sea and how that affects shipping and affects fishing.
Sure.
And how in history that helped change the course of history, because there was like a ship that was sending supplies to this one place and it got caught in the gyre, and so it couldn't get to where it was supposed to go, and that changed the fucking course of history and things like that. And then they'll have things like a competition where people in like two-man and four-man teams get in a boat and try to row around the British island. Like 2,000 okay. miles only on manpower in a boat.
Huh.
And like the four-man team finished in like 23 days. And the two-man team set a new record doing it in 41 days. And it's just 41 days of two people in a boat.
What do you eat?
They bring their food with them.
Yeah.
Right. What do you eat?
A lot of granola bars and stuff.
Yes.
Power bars.
Jeez.
But like, it's a little boat with... Yeah. It's a little boat with like enough room for two people to row. And then a small... cabin just big and like just pup tent sized,
yeah,
you know, those one person tube tents, like yeah. just sure. that big, like it's that holds your supplies and a place to nap, and then you row and yeah. you just and you're with one other person for 41 days rowing. It's just like, holy fuck, this is amazing shit. Why do we not know more about this? Mm-hmm. You know. And then they'll talk about the geography of, you know, of the chalk in you know, the White Cliffs of Dover and, yeah. and the Isle of Wight, and how it matches the white chalk cliffs in Calais and, or, you know, and stuff like that. And then they'll talk about the English Channel and how the relations between the English and French have changed because of the tides in the Channel and how, the you know, fights between fishing, you know, you know, like the whole battle between the English and the French because French laws changed saying you can only fish from this time to from this date to this date to avoid overfishing.
Yeah.
But England didn't have that same law. Fuck. And so the British would come and just fucking take all of the clams or shellfish or whatever it was they were mm-hmm. fishing for. And then the French fishermen would come out and there'd be just nothing left for them. And it was this huge international legal battle and stuff like that. Just all this, just like, holy shit, this is a show about the coast and all this fucking shit is going on. It is amazing.
That's
it
awesome.
Is absolutely
that is
amazing.
Stupendous.
And then they will go and have a guest host come and talk about the Victorian fern craze, where there was this one type of fern that only grew on cliffs where it was wet enough so that the ferns would have moisture, but not yeah. salty enough to kill them. And so, like, Victorians would go climbing these cliffs looking for this one type of fern to Jeez. Bring home to their fern clubs because it was super prestigious. You know, like, ferns in Victorian times were the tulips or orchid crazes at various oh, wow. points in history. Like, yeah. they were okay. huge, you know. And so, like, insane... And then they'll go talk about sheep farmers in Scotland who take mm-hmm. their sheep to an island in the spring. And in the fall, they go back to the island and get their sheep and shear them. And, oh. okay.
All right.
It's just so, so fucking much. Holy shit. Like, I
one of our listeners is a wolf with a rowboat. That's about to change.
No, I'm sputtering now just because of the just sheer volume of things yeah. that they talk about. And it's amazing. And I have decided that my goal in life now, when I grow up, is I want to be a local historian. That's what I want to be.
Huh.
Because the BBC always interviews the local historian. Who talks about the one thing that ever happened in this village.
Yeah.
And they always wear a woolen sweater and a flat cap and tell the BBC documentary about this one thing that happened in their yeah. history. And that's their job. And that's what I want yeah. my job to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's my retirement plan for the North Shore.
Oh, nice. Ooh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
I got to find out something more about the North Shore that I haven't
I'm
picked
do
up
that on,
from the history groups yeah. anyway.
On Madeline Island, but I'm going to make it all up.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. The islands were formed when a kraken died.
Okay, so one episode they were in World War II.
Yes.
They're talking about the Thames, and they're okay. saying, during World War II, mm-hmm. there was a secret group of engineers
Okay.
Whose job it was to fix the flood walls along the Thames if they got bombed.
Huh.
So during the Blitz,
yeah,
bombs would drop on the flood walls, yeah, and they went out and fixed them. And nobody knew. It was top secret.
Huh.
Until the 80s or something like that.
Jeez.
Because they didn't want Hitler to know how vulnerable London
sure.
was. If they had, if they were like, we need to destroy the flood walls on the Thames, and the next high tide came in, London would be flooded.
Yeah. Sure.
And that would be devastating. And there, yeah. and so the tide tables for England were considered top secret documents.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. And, like, they were like, the underground, the subway through
mm-hmm.
London,
mm-hmm.
people would use underground stations as bomb shelters. And
yeah.
they were like, okay, but there are undergrounds that go under the Thames.
Yeah.
What if they drop a bomb in the Thames and it ruptures one of these tunnels?
Yeah.
And so there was this whole infrastructure in place with flood walls that would close during an air raid in the tubes, and they had this sophisticated sound system that would use triangulation of sound waves to determine where bombs dropped in the Thames.
Jeez.
And, like, if they rupture. And apparently, this happened. A bomb ruptured the tube line, and the subway tube line filled with water. And the public never knew. Because it was all top
shit.
Secret.
Oh,
because those people in the next station are huddled in that station as an air raid shelter.
Yeah.
Nobody ever knew.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Holy shit. This is fascinating stuff. This show is amazing.
Yeah.
That's what I've got to say.
I mean, I'm
going to stop now. Go watch it. Go watch it. It's fucking awesome.
Now that Salsa has described all of it.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was like two episodes.
Out of three. It's British have very short seasons.
That is factual sometimes. Yeah.
Real good.
Nice.
Well, all right then. Should we take a break and let Salsa calm down a little bit from all of his excitement? Like, I haven't seen you this energized.
It's so good. I'm going to stop.
All right.
Right. Let's take a break.
We're going to take a break.
Ruminate.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jeff.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Part two.
Wait.
Electric Boogaloo?
Part one.
Part one.
The second.
What?
The wettening.
What? No.
Luke Moist.
Is he having...
Look, words are going to continue to fall out of my head. Go for
I
it.
I think
Do
he's
you
having
smell
a...
toast?
No. Almonds?
Not more than usual.
Do you have almonds with you right now?
Not in these pants.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Salsa.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Stefan.
What? Senpai.
Yes.
What has happened?
The subject line says, second weekend, Fast Five questions.
Ooh. Shit.
Okay.
Stefan right. says, hello again.
Hello, I wonder
if I can keep sending in enough Fast Fives to last you the season.
Gasp. gasp.
Since I doubt any of you three will want to think up any yourselves between now and October. Aww,
that's real true, and you're very sweet.
All right. Question number one. Chainsaw or claw hammer?
Ooh.
I don't really like things with engines.
Mm.
Like chainsaw
nervous
stuff.
Nervous about like gas-powered implements?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, it took me a long time to like get over my nervousness around driving a car.
Oh, fair enough.
Actually. Huh. So, yeah. I'm going to go with the claw hammer. Was that the?
Yeah.
Claw hammer.
Claw hammer.
Also, I just like the sound of claw hammer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go chainsaw.
Okay.
Yeah, weirdly, I think that's the better video game implement. Back from the Doom days.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a crowbar, not a claw hammer, wasn't it?
No, that was Half-Life. Oh.
I didn't play video games. What are you talking about?
Oh, sure.
It's Salsa. It was single player.
Was it? Did they have a hammer in Doom?
No, they had a chainsaw.
No, I know they had a chainsaw, but they didn't have a hammer.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's what I was confused by. You were...
I like that. There are other games where you have a hammer.
Is there?
Like pretty what? Sure.
I believe you. I'm just
Donkey Kong.
I never played Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Wow. Although getting the hammer in Smash Bros. Is pretty great.
Mm.
I'm gonna go for Chainsaw.
All right.
Chainsaw is by far the more fun. To juggle.
Ooh.
But for sheer versatility, I think I gotta go claw hammer.
What if this is which of these things is Salsa likeliest to find a way to swallow first?
The answer is neither. That's I doubt that's the
context.
I mean,
claw hammer handle first is probably okay. No?
You first, motherfucker.
It's gonna take a while.
Word to the wise. Don't swallow anything Salsa won't.
Look, I
feel
eat
like
circus
that is
even some things I will,
bar.
But yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that is a low fucking bar you should be able to.
And I'll even swallow that.
Lower your bar. All right.
Swallow the bar.
Do 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 do.
Swallow the bar. Swallow the bar. Swallow the bar. Swallow the bar. Swallow the bar.
Do 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 do.
Question number two.
What the fuck is wrong with us? I'm just realizing.
Oh, sweetie.
We're real weird.
How many episodes have you done? Because I really feel like you should have figured this out a while ago.
Look, we all know that I'm slow, all right?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Question number two.
All right.
40s noir PI or gangster?
40s noir PI.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm going to say that the Dixon Hill episodes of Star Trek were a lot better than the mobster ones in Star Trek.
Okay.
The gangster always ends up, you know, sleeping with the fishes at the end, whereas the PI gets the femme fatale. Or doesn't. But is always better off in the end.
Or isn't.
I would rather have whiskey than a martini.
Well, that's a pretty decisive thing, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
Gangster does get the Chicago typewriter, though.
So too can the detective. Think Dick Tracy. Well, okay, so Dick Tracy is both.
If
this is a question between whether Dick Tracy is a like a mob movie or a detective movie, or like comic series slash cartoon
right.
series.
I always think of Dick Tracy as more of a detective.
I do too.
Not a PI.
Yeah, well, that's true, because he goes through a police station.
Yeah.
He's a detective proper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three. Home or work? Home.
Where do you have better lunches?
Home.
Yeah, that's a difficult choice. The cafeteria at my work is real good, but the cafeteria where I live is...
full of your favorite foods for some reason. Foods.
Yeah, it's very strange.
I definitely eat healthier at work.
Oh, that's the opposite for me.
Well, my place of employment is big on the whole health thing, being a part of the health industry stuff.
So is mine, but they're not my mom.
I eat healthier at not applicable.
Yeah.
But no, they have really good food at my work, actually. I kind of want to go back just for lunches.
I have a hankering for...
Where do you have more monitors?
Work.
Home.
You mean all hooked together or just in general?
I was thinking hooked together.
I figured.
Which is, the answer is the same, actually.
I mean, yeah, it's, work is home.
I mean, right now, but like, in the office. No, like,
my office, my desk has been cleared out.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a desk at work anymore.
Well, I don't either, but we have an open office, so I never had one to begin with.
I have no desk at work anymore.
Right.
I have the option for more monitors if I go into the building than I do at home. Yeah. I like to use my laptop as a third screen.
I also use my laptop as a third screen.
Yeah.
I keep my Teams on the laptop. Monitor.
It's perfect, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Because I mostly don't care, but like sometimes I have to.
Well, and especially when you're looking to do like meeting controls or when you are waiting for someone to respond to something.
Mm-hmm.
Having that clear and off to the side where the movement or the notification blink will catch your eye. It's perfect.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So I'm going to say work.
I have 5 monitors at home.
Yeah, they're all doing... Not all of them are doing work stuff.
No.
But they wouldn't be at work either.
That's funny. I have more monitors at home. But, like, as far as just, like, work-related stuff.
Sure.
But while I'm working, I have 5 on. Every day.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting there.
Yep.
I don't... I will have, I suppose technically, maybe. No, technically, if I have a Twitch stream going, I will, play it off my phone, but Chromecast it, the actual playtime to my TV. And do the messaging on my phone.
Oh, wild.
I love it.
I mean, that sounds like it works.
Oh, it works real good.
But also, wow.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Anyway. Question number 4. Paperclip or staple?
Clippy!
Staple for that.
Staple.
Oh, but I've also... you can do so much with a paperclip.
I am more than likely to use a paperclip than a staple.
I don't...
Yeah, you can do blockhead with a paperclip. You could do it with a staple.
You could do it with a staple, too.
Yeah, I feel like it's a slightly less impressive.
I've seen what fencing staple.
I've seen what salsa does with staples. I don't know. I'm going paperclip.
I've also seen.
I saw it up close.
I saw it as close as I wanted to.
I saw it way closer than I
wanted
to.
You know what I saw that you didn't? I saw you watching it.
God damn it. Yes. I was uncomfortable with that entire thing. Mostly safe, but kind of not. Like,
I love how I was the one getting staples in my back, and she's the one who was more uncomfortable with the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she's uncomfortable right now.
I am. Yeah. I'm going paperclip. Fuck yeah. It. Oh, God.
All right.
Get me out of this.
I'll go paperclip because I have devised more technologies out of paperclips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number 5. Wireless or corded?
Wireless.
Wireless.
I would love to reduce the number of cords that I have at any given point in time. They make a mess. I don't like them. They get tangled. They get in my way. There's like way too many of them.
As a teenager, I spent more time talking on a corded phone than a cordless one.
I think I've spent about the same amount of time, actually.
No, I hate cordless phones. The, like, 2.4 gigahertz or, like, 900 megahertz range ones.
Sure.
The audio was always really disappointing. I grew up with cords.
I mean, I actually...
I think all of us did.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, one of the reasons why I have, like, 18 million Google Minis is so that I don't even have to deal with remotes, let alone wires. Fair,
yeah. If I wanted to, I would spend the time rigging up a Raspberry Pi, to hook up my wireless carrier or Wi-Fi to like a Google number, and then plug in a corded phone.
See, this is where we differ.
Yeah,
I would spend my time baking a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, we could both call all of the people that we wanted to talk to.
Yeah.
That's accurate. Uh-huh.
No. See? He understands.
Yeah.
All right. Stefan says, stand by for context. Stefan.
Bum, bum, bum.
Second email.
Email.
Subject line, second weekend, fast 5 questions, and context.
Ooh.
Stefan says, here comes the fun part. Question 1, chainsaw or claw hammer. There is a wildly popular superhero manga whose title character is named for one of these tools. Which one do you think it is?
Well, I'm out.
I don't know.
I'm claw hammer?
I'm guessing claw hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one that sounds more like a name than the other one.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I feel like Chainsaw is more of a villain name than a hero name.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Question number 4, or 2.
What?
It said 40s noir piano, and I saw the 4.
Oh,
and
okay.
And I was just like, oh, there's a 4 there. Brain, do your thing. Question number 2.
It didn't.
40s noir PI or gangster?
Yes.
Ooh. Oh. Which should James perform with his gravelly voice before it heals?
Ooh.
But it's already healing, so we're going to have to fuck that up first.
Yeah, that's true.
So should James be a PI or a gangster?
I think James would make an excellent PI.
I agree. I feel like him doing a gangster just wouldn't.
I wouldn't believe it. Similar thing.
I wouldn't believe it.
And it was really kind of creepy, and I didn't like it.
I didn't like.
It was well performed, but I didn't like it.
Too.
Yeah. But I just the hat and the trench coat thing. I think James could pull that off.
Well, and making sarcastic comments to the femme fatale, like James would rock that.
A pun based detective.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. No, just like, you know, she'd be like, give me some sugar. And James would be like, I'm on a diet or something like that, you know, and just be like, that would be a James thing.
I could I could see that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Question number three, home or work? Which part of quote unquote real life is more difficult to get back into after a weekend of fest?
Oh.
What were the answers?
Home or work?
Work.
Yeah, work.
Yeah. I got work done today, and I had to exercise, like, forgiveness, self-forgiveness.
I got more work done today than I got last Monday, and I was just like,
that's fair.
I'm working my way up.
I also got more work done than last Monday, but I took last Monday off.
I also take Monday mornings off.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, yeah, work is harder to get into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Pretty unanimous there. Question number four, paperclip or staple?
Mm-hmm.
I got this one. How do you hold a small stack of paper together to deliver to a coworker? I mean, I don't remember the last time I gave a piece of paper to a coworker, but I would use a paperclip.
I used staples. They were more readily available.
Hmm.
People, like, hoarded paper clips.
Yeah, and if the stack of papers needed to be in a specific order,
yeah,
I would staple it, for sure.
When I printed stuff up, I would just have the machine staple it on the way out.
No, I think staple.
Yeah.
Paper clips have so many other uses. Why would I get rid of them?
Right, exactly.
With paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm with you.
Yeah. I know that's kind of concerning, but here we are.
Yeah. Mm. Question your choices if they match mine.
All right. Question number five: wireless or corded? Which way do you prefer to charge your phone while you are at your work desk?
Oh.
I don't charge my phone at my work desk.
At work. Work, like, on campus, I have a wireless charger, and I just set my phone down. At home, I use a cord, because it's close enough to my bed, and I just have all of the cords plugged in.
So, for as much as I dislike cords, I have never charged my phone wirelessly.
Hmm.
I keep meaning to look into what I need to do for that.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Huh.
Now that's on my list of things to look at. But yeah, I've never done it. I know the technology exists, and I just haven't. I know nothing about it.
Now I'm curious if we can get Casimir the Hungry or Apropos of Nothing wireless chargers.
Hmm.
It begins. All right.
Celso, you have other things you're supposed to be doing.
Right now. No, I don't charge my phone at my work desk, but my work desk is at home.
Yeah.
And I charge mine wirelessly next to my bed. So we'll go with that.
Sure.
Yes, you can.
Fair enough. I feel like I would buy that.
We'll have to get one for Jenna for
yeah
Christmas or anniversary or birthday.
The question is,
I don't know when her birthday.
Who do I want charging my phone? My birthday is beginning of October.
Okay.
Remember when we did the 500th episode?
Yeah, no. That's in a month or two.
No, the 500 I hate you.
The listeners can hear the look on my face.
Trophy.
Jenna, an aside. You brought me on? Why was this a good idea?
I don't know.
Did you talk to Salsa about it?
Salsa agreed with it.
Why? Salsa agrees to everything.
No, that's not true.
Everything that involves fewer than two people.
Salsa's just lazy and didn't want to have to look any harder.
Right.
Oh, that's see true. The problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What?
So anyway.
I'm sorry, what? Could you repeat that?
No.
All right. So we wrap this up by saying, have a good season. With the spread of the Delta variant, I'm probably not going to be out there with the Morris Dancers this year. We will miss you.
We understand.
Yeah. Stay safe and only lick the people you trust, Stefan Senpai.
I'm not even licking the people I trust. Are you kidding me?
I just don't trust anyone. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@awnpodcast.com. The first one you should give a nothing but choice, and the second one repeat those choices and then give us context. Who has a shout out?
I have a very weird shout out.
Mm.
Because I cannot name who I am giving this shout out to. However, I do have to give a shout out to Undisclosed because, through their efforts, I was able to get my hands on a 4-digit Mac mug.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
9969.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lovely number, actually.
Yeah.
It would have been really nice if it was 9999. Like, that would have been smooth.
Or 6969.
That would have been even better. But... Undisclosed gave me the hookup and told me about it, and dang. I went, yes, please. And I saw the mug and was going to buy it anyway, but it's a design that I like and I love it.
Yeah.
And it's great. And they probably undercharged me for it.
Oh.
So thank you. You're wonderful, and I appreciate it.
Fantastic.
I was trying to explain the importance of this to Joe, and he was like, what? I'm like, no, because, see, this guy died, and then, like, they were all numbered. And he was like, is this like getting Wolverine issue 1? Oh. I'm like, kind of. It's more like Wolverine issue 4. But it's been barely touched. I don't know if anybody has actually...
Oh.
Owned it beyond where I got it
it's
from.
Just a little old lady who drank out of it
right.
Shirts on Sundays?
Yeah, like, it's damn near new. It's got a little scuff, but, like, otherwise, dang. It's the leather is all together and wonderful and everything else, and I'm like...
Nice.
It's like getting issue number 4, but, like, in the original wrapping. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's real cool. Like, so, yeah. I'm just like, So, yeah, that is my shout out.
Nice.
Is to Undisclosed for thinking of me and sharing this wonderful thing with me and allowing me to severely underpay you for this wonderful treasure. So, there's mine.
My shout out is to that dad. Good fucking work.
Yes.
Good work.
Because, you see, audience, the reason why James is giving this shout out to that dad is because jokes are always funnier when you explain them. Yeah.
It's true.
That was for you, James.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Salsa.
I'm going to give my shout out to the fantastic staff at the hospital on Marshall in Shakopee.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the hospital there. But they took care of my son in a great, like, they made him feel comfortable. And making a 6-year-old feel comfortable is a special skill set. They did a good job. Thank you for taking care of my son.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Who has something to plug?
Coming up at the end of the month, but there's another live Vilten show to attend. This one is Vilten Gladiators.
Ooh. I'm just going to re-plug Reboot. that I talked about earlier, that show. I'll send a link.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just such a fantastic experience. You really want to get tickets for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all virtual, so you're safe.
Oh, that's quite handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a purely virtual thing. So.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll get that link to Salsa and he can pop it in the notes.
Cool, perfect.
Go to the Casimir the Hungry show at Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Yes, you should.
Any final thoughts?
Bye bye. I love you. Bye bye bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. Thank you to Stefan for sending in that fast five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.